Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings. Blessed souls, we're alive because we're blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly suggest we're the higher frequency within Blog Talk Radio, and we call ourselves Soul Class, and this is Soul Class 635. Today's program is entitled, Is This Guy For Real? Blessed is our Creator, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, our next broadcast is now taking place right now on January 7th, 2016, broadcasting live from Turtle Island, equals the USA, equals Unified Soul Actualization. Now 11:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The program content today will question yours truly, Danzo C. Goodman, and my sincerity with my assertions made during a recent exchange on Facebook. So I'm going to read my post, which was the antecedent to a long and protracted dialogue between myself and particularly two other blessed human beings, whose personal attacks have prompted me to take this issue to heart and hopefully lead to some form of rectification, both personal and beyond our own personal environment. So this is what I posted, blessed souls. And before I go any further, I want to dedicate today's program to my father, Reb Shlomo Yaakov, Olav Shalom, Ben Chuna David, Olav Shalom, who passed on the 9th of Nisan, last year, right before Pesach, Passover. And also, I want to dedicate it within less than a week's time of the first yard site, my wife's uncle, Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Olav Shalom Ben Yitzhak, Shalom Na'ar, who passed away on the 16th of Teves last year. So here's what I posted on Facebook, Blessed Souls, and if anyone wants to call in, you do have the opportunity. It's 347-838-8669. That's 347-838-8669. So this is what I wrote. Here we are less than 1 week into the solar calendar year, and I guess I can update and say here we're less than 2 weeks into the solar calendar year of 2017. By the way, I think I mentioned at the beginning of the program, our program broadcast will take place on 1/7/16. How many of you have already written or spoken that it's the day's date and the month, and then you say 2016? It still takes a while to get used to the new calendar date, the year, I should say. So here we are less than 2 weeks into the solar calendar year 2017, and the constant flow of disdain, hatred, distrust, jealousy continues to afflict the human family experience, as I experienced via the postings I got from two other blessed human beings. Where can human beings take refuge from all the cesspool of human energy being wasted on senseless prattle? Where is the flow of human spirit going if it is diffused into non-binding, non-growth outcome human values? Whether you lean to the left, right, or center, our priorities should not be wasted if we turn to the source of all to pour. And then I put in parenthetical comment, requesting from a stance of humility joined by a sense of return to sensitivity towards our divine image. If we turn to the source of all to pour down upon the human family experience to not only enliven us, but to sustain us with the wisdom, understanding, and internalized knowledge of eternal instructions, which we've Israel called Torah, not Bible, and even Scripture, which in and itself is a poverty-stricken term trying to define something which is ultimately testimony about the Ein Sof, infinite creator's plan for creation. Please remember, never forget hatred, jealousy, and competition not needed will be absent during the days of the Mashiach, the Messiah, the redemption. So that's what I wrote, Blessed Souls, and then I get this series of commentaries, and I'm not even going to say their names. Those of you who are my Facebook friends, and I see there's an ebb of flow of certain people want to stand, some people like to jump off when the water gets a little too hot, cognitively, spiritually, emotionally. Maybe I wrote something which they felt was in bad taste. So one particular person, I'll just describe her as PW. She commented on what I wrote. When you use sources to deny and enslave, it is hard for anyone to trust that this source was ever meant for them. Prime example, the racist attitudes and actions Israel towards Africa. Well, I don't think, first of all, that the modern state of Israel, known as the Zionist state, I know some have suggested in very mistaken fashion it's a religious theocracy, which is definitely not. It's more of a secular creation in the modern sense. Mostly devoid of Torah adherence, mostly devoid of Torah values, but there is an injection due to those who are faithful to Torah values trying to do their best with them doing their good works and making mistakes and somewhere in between the mistakes and the good works. So what source are we denying when we say the Torah of Israel? I mean, we're honest enough to say that the Torah was not transmitted originally in the sense of the national sense. It wasn't transmitted into the land of Israel originally. It was transmitted into the Sinai Desert, which is commonly associated with modern-day Saudi Arabia. And then we used to we enslave it. What do we use the Torah to enslave people with? And then force this person to assert that this source, it's hard for anyone to trust that this source was ever meant for them. The Torah is meant for everyone. So then she went on to rant, the prime example, the racist attitudes and actions of Israel towards Africa. Now, one of the things that I like to point out, if we look a little bit deeper beyond the superficial perceptions of human beings, is that let's say a person hates another person because one person is one different color, tone of color than another. Is that the real reason, or they hate them, something about that just they hate? And the color of the skin is an excuse to hate. Is that news for you, blessed souls? That if a person, let's say a Caucasian hates an African, hatred will dissipate or will grow, become neutralized. But let's say they turn their attention away from the African, they're more likely than not going to find someone else they hate. Now, what racist part of Israel she's talking about? Yes, there are elements in Israel that I have no doubt have hatred towards not just Africans but other people and hatred towards themselves. But I do know that when Golda Meir was the prime minister of Israel, that the Israeli government under her leadership gave non-military aid to the African National Congress. Is that racist? Whoever thinks Torah divine instruction is not relevant to them, I responded to this person. I would humbly suggest wants to remain ignorant of this reality, wants to construct a reality convenient to their own current consciousness. And also, isn't it interesting how Idi Amin, who collaborated with Yasser Arafat, the so-called leader of the PLO, who was born in Egypt, not in Palestine. If Palestine never existed, that should be mentioned. That's just a formulation of by people like Yasser Arafat, whose uncle, the Mufti, collaborated with Adolf Hitler in World War II and wanted to bring the final solution to the Holy Land. So, you know, the tree didn't fall far from the fruit didn't fall too far from the tree it fell from. So Israel had provided training and military assistance to Idi Amin, and he used it to collaborate with Yasser Arafat to comply with the landing of the French airplane that was brought to Uganda in 1976. And I guess it was those racist Israelis who pulled off the impossible to fly into African airspace to save those kidnapped and threatened with death if PLO terrorists were not released. And then there were those racist Israelis who provided Bibles, I think it was in 1952, in Ethiopia, upon request by King Selassie in the early 1950s, who acknowledged the Hebrew Bible is the original language of the Torah Bible. Now, for those Jewish individuals who are racist, or I would say hateful, towards Africans and other nations, I pity them and pray for them to repent. I hope, and I wrote back to this person, I hope you're praying for racist Africans or any other type of racist to repent of well. Because I would put all these racists or hateful people, they're not only hating others, they're hating themselves. And they'll have to work it out. They need some sort of giant group therapy if that can be done logistically. Now, this person went on to say that after I sent her some links, that there was a matter of Israelis sending infected rats to Africa, I asked her to give a source, and she wouldn't, or she couldn't, or she was lying. So, with that being said, I sent her a document about there was some incident several years ago, there was some sort of test at the collegiate level which made some sort of stupid remark referring to rats and Africans. Not that Africans are rats, but some sort of stupidity, and it was brought up by the media. And perhaps she read that or heard about it. And instead of finding me the documentation for it, she said, sorry, working in my yard planting flowers, will send link. Well, I'm still waiting for that link. Now, I sent to her, and as well as for all to view, that the hatred that can take place by the Israelis, and in particular it was manifested towards the Sudanim who came in, and there were problems with the Sudanim that came in who were refugees because of, unfortunately, that horrible, bitter civil war in Africa that took place over the last decade. And there were problems with Sudanis were beating and raping and pillaging people after they made it into Israel. So what would be the solution? Now, in this video that I posted, that there was some pretty heavy hatred being cited by the Israelis toward the Sudanim. And in one particular video segment, they showed some follower of the Meir Kahana movement, Hashem Yinakam Damav, yelling at two Sudanim, saying, "Get out of my country, get out of my country." But you see, this also to me is absolute insanity, because the litmus test of who can live in the land of Israel, ultimately, for going according to true Torah standards, is who's going to keep the Torah, who's going to keep the mitzvahs, and the Sudanim, or the South African, or the Lebanese, or the Egyptian, or the Arabs living in Israel, should be expected, it's expected upon them, according to Torah, to keep the seven Noahide commandments. And that would be a far better litmus test if they are fitting to live in the land, just as it's a fitting litmus test for who is truly capable of living in land. But there are many Israeli Jews who, although claiming they're living the time of the redemption to their Zionist ideology, which I outright reject, that there's this type of chanting out dogma from a non-Torah perspective does give out to the world the perspective that it's all about them, some sort of superiority conflict. Then this person typed out a thing, who promised to get me documentation how the Israelis are sending poison rats to Africa, which I'm still waiting for that information. She said, "I'm just going to let all this go until all whites and Ashkenazi are seriously dealt with. Then the planet will lose hope." Meaning, because of white people and Ashkenazim have to be seriously dealt with, and I don't know what she meant with that. I mean, does she want to do a reverse KKK procedure? I don't know. I even suggested she should contact David Duke. I think that the planet will gain hope only when, as I mentioned before, which is according to the Hilchos Malachim, when hatred and jealousy and unwanted competition will cease. Do I have the exact solution how to implement it? I don't know. Then she claimed, "I would love to meet this God that created this and allows hate to rule so nicely." No, the Creator doesn't allow the hate to rule so nicely. Human beings are allowing the hate to manifest with themselves because they can't conquer their nature. Now, this woman, I had suggested to her, again, contact David Duke or some neo-Nazis. Maybe they'll love your viewpoints. And by the way, the Ashkenazi Jews, just like the Sephardic Jews, the vast majority of them, 99% of them, are refugees from Babylon, Persian, other parts of that part of the world, the Levant or the Middle East, whatever you want to call it, from 1,000-plus years ago. We know our migratory patterns, blessed souls, where we came from, where we are, and where we're going back. In response to what I mentioned to her, that she should contact David Duke or some neo-Nazi group, KKK group, she claimed that she tried that Kabbalah and never met such a group of racists in my life. Well, whether she meant Torah Kabbalah or whatever Kabbalah she's talking about, I asked her, I said to her, if you found evil in the Torah, or Torah true Kabbalah, you would get a reflection of yourself. If you sought the goodness of creation, that you would embrace the tree of life, the Torah true Kabbalah, and not be a disciple of those who taste dirt and report it to be tasting like something else. Now, at this point, another woman who spelled her name out in Hebrew, made a claim, Danzo Sigubin, why didn't I explain to you I haven't lived? Why not spend more talking to people who are living the nightmare of Israel, many racist policies? And yes, they do have them. Not quoting rhetoric about realities that most people calling Israel are not experiencing. Shouldn't it be easy to talk about a pinch of a show you have never a pinch of a show you've never worn, which I don't understand what she wrote there. Stop defending. Find out why there is something to defend at all. No Torah commentary, no Torah perspective, but she wrote her name in Hebrew. Okay. I mentioned to her, well, you know, I've also experienced racism, if you want to quote it, or I just call it hatred, sinat chinam, unwarranted hatred. And I've experienced racism at the hands of African, Arabic, and Caucasian haters here in America. And I also have a good Jewish friend whose family came from Ethiopia, and he told me some of the good, bad, and ugly that occurred for his family in the Holy Land. And he spoke in Torah. And as I mentioned before, from what he told me, and I say again, I put all haters, or you want to call them racist, go ahead. Because again, the person who hates the African is not going to stop at the African. The person who hates the Jew is not going to stop at the Jew. Because either they'll be satiated by their hatred, they'll tire of it, and they'll move on to someone else to hate, unless they do repent. Now, this person who wrote her name in Hebrew claims to be, well, I'll describe in a few moments, that my personal experience aside from institutional racism does exist. Meaning, apparently my personal experience, which there is an institutionalized hatred, although at a much more tempered level here in America, is against the Jew. And one can just go a little deep into learning U.S. history. Although Jews were not enslaved as the Africans were, we were denied the right to vote for over 40 years in America, from the 1730s up until the independence. She said, let's try to meet every claim of racism with the respect they're due, preferably without counterclaims of anti-Semitism. So again, therefore the Nazis were only racist, they weren't anti-Semite. Or if they were only anti-Semite, then maybe it doesn't count, it's not up to the level, whoever you are, and I'm not even going to say your name, because I'm still not sure if you're really Jewish, the way you portrayed yourself. And she made a point which I would agree with. Jews as a people do not have a monopoly on pain and oppression. All people have suffered. Does the concept of white supremacy exist in Israel or in the greater Jewish community, brother? Now, there is hatred that exists amongst Jews, within Jews, towards people who are not Jews, whether it be African, Chinese, I've witnessed it. But I would say that there's hatred amongst Africans against Africans, the enslavement of Christian Africans by Muslim Africans, the kidnapping of African girls a couple years ago by Africans. There's a big problem. And again, white supremacy and black supremacy exist all over the world. It rears its head all over the place. Now, it is definitely not, you know, the fact that there is less accessible water in Africa than, say, here in America is a tremendously evil matter. It's tremendously evil. And one of the things that was suggested is that they have to get into promoting We of Israel, and those of the Bnei Noach who are very righteous, that just as implementable in America, where there's a small growing burgeoning movement over here of the seven Noahide commandments, in Africa it would rectify a lot of problems, but would have to be according to the cultural sensitivities of the Africans. So where do we go with this, blessed souls? Where do we go with this? Later on, this person who wrote her name in Hebrew said, is this guy for real? Questioning me. Am I sincere? You know? And then she made a comment, well, you know, my skin remains dark all the time. And I said, I'm very happy that you feel that way. But I'm very glad my soul has no color. And the Creator has no color. So where do we go with this, blessed souls? Where do we go? Where can you go? I would say that in order for there be a rectification for the hatred that has been unduly poured upon those Jews who came from Ethiopia, that if they will engage in Torah and they don't have to go to Caucasian rabbis, because many of them speak, you know, those who are there for a certain amount of time, they can speak Hebrew better than me. Make your own rabbinical programs. And the essential thing is not to become a rabbi, it's to become a servant of God. Now, I understand the frustration of this person who writes her name in Hebrew, but said she didn't identify herself as a Israelite, which I do, a Hebrew Israelite Jew. She identified herself as an African Jew. I mean, again, it's fine to recognize if that's what you were originally born, fine. But generally speaking, those of us of the tribes of Israel recognize ourselves as Israelites first and then Jews, and then say Jewish American or Jewish African. So I even question what's going on here by identifying yourself first. It's just a matter of national pride. Now again, the Jews who came from Ethiopia can make their own yeshiva system. And this person who wrote her name in Hebrew saying that we'd love to see 50 black men graduating from Smith programs that have historically denied them. Now that would be impressive. But again, make your own yeshiva system. The Ashkenazi have historically made their own yeshiva systems. The Sephardic have made their own yeshiva systems. There's certainly enough money, more than ever, to fund such a matter, become a fundraiser. I even challenge this woman with a Hebrew name that embracing the Torah, I mean, in your roots, you are a Jew. So why not, in fact, go in the way of Esther, go in the way of Devorah, go in the way of Miriam, and reach out for that righteousness and that strength that will be given to the Jews of Ethiopia to overcome these struggles. Because if they do, then these social Zionists or religious Zionists or Kachniks, you know, who have expressed their hatred toward the Jews of Ethiopia, or their ignorance of the Sheva Mitzvahs have launched hatred against those Sudanim who shouldn't be treated with hatred, you know, educate them that this is something they can reach out for. And I think I'm being pretty real about that as well. Now, this is not a total discussion, and I'd hope that this person who has a Hebrew name or printer associates a Hebrew name with herself and calls herself an African Jewish woman, whose experiences I'm not allowed to look at, I'm not interested in looking at them, but her experiences are part of a general picture, and my experience is only personal. I wish she had called in tonight. In fact, I sent her a link to the program tonight. Whether or not she'll listen to the program is little no concern to me, because I'm I'm giving testimony between those of you who are listening now or hear the archive version all around the world, because Baruch Hashem, we have the blessings to be heard in over 12 different countries around the world. We'd like to be listened to by all, but okay, that's what we're dealing with, 12 countries around the world. And with that being said, you know, the word will get out. Torah will allow the victory. Torah will elevate the Jews from Ethiopia. Torah will elevate the Jews of Russia. Eventually, there'll be a conquering of this hatred, which has nothing to do with the Torah, it's just of ignorance. Hatred comes out of fear. Fear comes out of ignorance. If you want to take the high road, go ahead and take the high road. I'd like to end with 2 points, blessed souls, tonight's program. Number one, I'd like to share with you 19 seminal points of consciousness to contemplate upon, which are connected to our prayers that we pray every day, which were assembled, formulated by the men of the Great Assembly, prophets like Zechariah and Daniel, Mordechai, and Ezra the Sofer, the high priest who was involved in the building of the Second Temple. So 19 power points of consciousness. Number one is to recall in the merits of our patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Gvuros, God's might. 3, God's holiness. Bina, insight or understanding. Tshuva, repentance. Slicha, forgiveness. Gula, redemption. Refuah, healing. Birkos Hashanim, blessings. The years for, there should be prosperity in this year. Kibbutz Golias, ingathering of exiles. Din, restoration of justice, excuse me. Birchas Aminim, the downfall of the heretics. Tzadikim, support of the righteous. Binyan Yerushalayim, rebuilding Jerusalem. Malchus Beis David, the restatement or the reinstatement of the kingdom of David. Kabbalah's Tefillah, acceptance of prayer. Avoda, the reinstitution of the temple service. Hoda'ah, thanksgiving. And Shalom, peace. Now we are hitting those 19 power points every day, 3 times a day around the world. We are sustained with the hope embedded within those prayers, not just for ourselves, but for the whole human race. And that race, that word race, which I believe in Hebrew for those people called racist, gizone or gizani, gizonim, racists. This is not a term from the Torah. This is modern Hebrew, which has nothing to do with the Lashon HaKodesh. In fact, the Sixth Lubavitch Rebbe once remarked that it would be wonderful if they put so many modern Hebrew words into what they consider to be the Lashon HaKodesh, to the point that the Lashon HaKodesh will be forgotten about, and they'll use this language, and then eventually it will lose its own semblance of being associated with Hebrew. The Lashon HaKodesh will remain its pristine holiness. I'd like to offer to the first blessed soul who made comments about, you know, we've got to get rid of the white, we've got to take care of, or to the Ashkenazi and the whites have to be dealt with. Of course, everyone will be dealt with. I'm just, there won't be any hope until we're dealt with. Hitler used to talk like that, didn't he? Well, he was a white supremacist. He said only the Ashkenazi, I guess, and the Sephardim, and also the Gypsies, and also the Africans. So again, once you start to arouse the mantra of these people have to be dealt with, whatever sinister implications you had, blessed soul, be careful. You might be causing a heavenly accusation against yourself. On the other hand, I'd like to share with you from the Lubavitcher Rebbe as we close out tonight's humble presentation, 2 aspects of the protective power of Torah study. Now, the merit of fulfilling any of the Torah's commandments protects us from harm. And the commandment to study Torah is no exception. Any type of Torah study provides this type of protection, even simply reading verses of the Torah, or scripture, as we mentioned before, even though it's a poverty-stricken term in relation to what the Torah really is. Since we fulfill the commandments to study Torah even by simply reading verses of scripture, which even for the Ben Noach, from the nations of the world, they're certainly welcome to learn their verses of scripture to get a great awareness, and then hopefully they'll zone in and become quite involved in learning their seven Noahic commandments, which is not just seven. But that's a point of discussion for another program. The second and the deeper protective power of Torah study, blessed souls, is when we immerse ourselves intensely in the study of the Torah, we, so to speak, lose ourselves. We actually find ourselves in it more than just figuratively. We lose our sense of independent selfhood in the experience and temporarily become united with the Torah, the Creator's instruction. Inquiring some of the transcendence, rendering us immune to the transience of this world. Only in-depth Torah study confers this type of protection, since through in-depth study do we truly immerse ourselves in the Torah and therefore become one with it. So I humbly suggest to you, ma'am, with the Hebrew letters associated with your name as a Facebook friend, encourage the Jews of Ethiopia to intensely immerse themselves in Torah, and they shall defeat those hateful Ashkenazi or Sephardic Jews. And by the way, it will provide you protection against those, the Hamas and the PLO and the Jihad group and ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood, whoever's out there, or Iran, or whoever wants to hurt us, chas v'shalom. Hashem yishmereinu, Hashem protect us. So this is how I would suggest a solution. And am I being for real for that? I don't know. I don't have to say if I'm for real or not. I'll let those who know me speak for me. I'm not going to be self-promoting like that. I will say that for the last 6.5 years since we started our humble efforts here on Blog Talk Radio, that I do have the verbal approbations of 4 very learned rabbis, 1 here and 3 in the Holy Land, as well encouragement for other spiritual warriors from other faiths. So, with that being said, blessed souls, we're going to conclude tonight's presentation with, as we like to conclude with, in the a cappella form of Psalms 121, performed by Yosef Kudurna, a righteous Yehudi who lives, a Breslover Chassid who lives in the Holy Land. And since he'll be chanting out this song in Hebrew, the Lashon HaKodesh, I want to read the words. You have an idea where the song is going, but from the tone of his voice, you know there's a lot of conviction and devotion and trust in the Almighty. So hear the words from chapter 121, which were originally composed by Na'im Zmiros Yisrael, King David. A song of ascents. I shall raise my eyes to the mountains, from where will my help come? My help is from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, the guardian of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shadow. He is your right hand. By day the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from now into eternity. And that's the song. But before we sign off with this wonderful music by Yosef Kudurna, I just want to mention one thing. You've got to be good. Why have you got to be good? Because Ateva Tov Leheitiv, it's the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator, who is the source of that divine attribute, put you in the world to do good. And because the Creator put you in the world, allowed you to live, and is allowing you to live, and allow you to live tomorrow with His blessings, greatest blessings. Therefore, you are empowered to do so. And although that might create ambiguity on your part, or pain, hopefully it will shake all of us, like myself as well, it will shake all of us out of our apathy, and strengthen our empathy and sensitivity and our das, our connection to the essence of the concept. May this all occur in a way of a havachad, one love, goralachad, one destiny, calling for all of us, but darchinum darkisholm, in a peaceful and pleasant way, lahamshik, blessing, peace, protect, and continue with the blessings of the Most High. Here's Yosef Kudurna's Shir Malos a cappella Tehillim, Psalm 121. Take care, everyone.
Shir Lama'alo. אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מעם ה' עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למוט רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום, ינום, ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. שיר למעלה אשא עיניי אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מעם השם עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למוט רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל, השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך.